We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get ready. Hart and Cattles are about to go live on your radio, covering Boston sports and beyond. And it all starts right now. Hart and Cattles on EEI.
I've always said, I've talked to those guys all year long. Those conversations aren't unique. And then as they get closer to these deadlines and these big decisions and everything else, I say, if you need me, let me know. You know, he knows us, he knows me, he knows this whole situation, and he weighs that against his other options. That's part of a player option. So that's not too dissimilar than anything we've been through in the past. And so we'll see again how it plays out.
Brad Stevens on draft night talking about Gordon Hayward. And Andy, we have a reputation to live up to here. We have become the breaking news show for Sports Radio WEEI. I mean, we broke Tuukka Rask leaving the bubble.
Yep.
We broke Cam Newton's positive COVID test.
Yep.
And missing the Kansas City game.
We break our back, patting ourselves on the back.
We even broke Craig Smith signing with the Bruins, which, you know, obviously is not as big as those other two. But
I don't even remember
that
one.
Yeah, we did break that as well. But we have not broken anything this morning so far, and now this afternoon on this Saturday, about Gordon Hayward. There really hasn't been any movement with this Hayward story today. The last that we heard, Gary Washburn of The Globe wrote last night that Hayward wants to return to Indiana. We've seen a lot of insiders say that over the past few days, that the goal of Hayward is to return to Indiana. Washburn reported last night that Indiana wants to send, they have offered Miles Turner and Doug McDermott to the Celtics for Hayward. And according to Washburn, the Celtics' counter was Miles Turner and either TJ Warren or Victor Oladipo. And so, you know, I look at that, Andy, and we discussed this a little bit earlier in the show. I look at that as Danny Ainge trying to get the most that he possibly can out of Indiana. And Ainge obviously feels like he has an obscene amount of leverage on the Pacers. Do you read it that way as well?
Yeah, I think it makes sense. I mean, it's always hard to make an assessment from afar, but it certainly makes sense that he's feeling pretty good about where Gordon Hayward wants to go, where Gordon Hayward is probably going to end up, and the leverage he has, that he, for him to get his money and to end up in Indiana, the Pacers have to play ball with the Celtics and utilize it. Don't overplay it, right? Don't overplay it and somehow create a situation that doesn't exist right now. Create some other end game that may, you know, you may not see on your horizon, but it's good business. When you have leverage, use it. Get a little more out of it. Don't blow the deal up. Just use it.
And I think it's fair to say we have to underline the relationships here. The relationships mean something. Stevens is very close with Hayward. And I have to imagine maybe Stevens doesn't 100% know, you know, what's going on with Hayward. But I'm sure Stevens has a feeling, and he knows Hayward as good as anybody. So, you know, when we talk about the New York Knicks, because it seems like the Knicks are the only team. The Atlanta Hawks, they signed Chris Dunn earlier today. They signed Danilo Gallinari last night. So it seems like the Hawks are eating away at their cap space, which would be an indicator that Hayward's not going there. People have brought up Charlotte. Charlotte has like $19 million in cap space. And so to me, that doesn't make any sense. If Hayward's going to be leaving $34 million on the table, it's not to sign a three-year, $60 million contract. That, from a financial standpoint, that just makes zero sense. So I don't think Charlotte is in this. This, to me, is a three-team race. Hayward either re-signs with the C's.
Do you think that's still a legitimate end game?
I think it's a possibility. I don't know if I'd say, I mean, I would say it's not likely. I think it's possible. I think if Hayward is looking at, you know, going to play for, you know, James Dolan in New York, or, you know, re-upping with the C's for a few years and hoping that the Celtics eventually are able to come to an agreement with Indiana, my gut tells me that Hayward would probably stay in Boston. But I think it's down to three. I think it's New York, Boston, and Indiana. And Indiana cannot sign Hayward straight up. So, you know, we get texts from the 202 talking about Ainge. He's overplaying his hand. I don't think anybody can say that right now. Like, we have no idea what is going on. We get bits and pieces from, you know, Washburn and others. I don't think there's an issue with a GM trying to ask for too much.
You can't overplay your hand until it's over, right?
Right.
Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, if he blows it up, I am going to say he overplayed his hand. If I don't get to watch Miles Turner play in a Celtics uniform come late December and early January, then he blew it. He overplayed his hand. But right now, I think he's utilizing his leverage and doing his job as the president of basketball operations, yes, to do what's in the best interest of the Boston Celtics.
The problem is people have PTSD about some of these reported deals that almost happened. And we don't even know how close those deals were. We don't even know. You know, it's funny because when Ainge was willing to give up multiple first-round picks to Charlotte to move up to draft Justice Winslow, people bitch about that.
Yep.
Oh, well, he was going to overpay. People just try to find whatever fits their need, right? They're trying to find whatever fits their opinion or narrative. That's fine. That's cool. That's how the world works. But you can't bash Ainge for giving up, you know, trying to give up too much for Winslow and then turn around and go, oh, he's overplaying his hand. He never wants to give up enough. He wants to win every single deal by way too much. We don't. It's a negotiation, people. It's a negotiation. If you're trying to sell your car and you think your car is really worth, I don't know, let's say it's a used car, it's worth like $8,000. Are you going to put it online as an $8,000 car? Or are you going to start at like 10 G's? You're going to try to get a little bit more for that car? Yes. And so when we read that Ainge is trying to get, you know, Miles Turner and TJ Warren or Victor Oladipo, I read that as Ainge has an $8,000 car. He's trying to ask for 10 G's. Ultimately, will they be able to meet in the middle? And like Andy said, if they can't meet in the middle and Hayward returns to the C's, I've got no problem with that. I've got no problem with Hayward coming back. I've got no problem with the Celtics running it back this year with the same team they had last year, with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum hopefully taking another step and adding the way they've added so far through the draft. And I still think they'll make a free agency move here, at least one or two of those. I've got no problem with running it back. So if Ainge is drawing the hard line and Hayward returns, I'm fine with it. If Ainge is trying to get more out of Indiana than they're willing to give, but eventually they come back to the middle and Miles Turner and Doug McDermott, for example, is the trade, I'm fine with that. The only way that I would eviscerate Ainge is if, like Andy said, if we do find out that he overplayed his hand because the hand has been played, and we find out that he overplayed that hand and Hayward walks to New York, and the Celtics lose Hayward for nothing, that is when Danny Ainge deserves all the criticism in the world. Up until I see, you know, Hayward packing his bags and going to New York City, I'm not willing to say, oh, Ainge is misplaying this thing. I'm not. It's a negotiation, and he's trying to get as much as he can.
And that's where I think I agree with Danny. We started with this. I just can't see Gordon Hayward going to the Knicks. It just doesn't. makes sense to me, doesn't feel like a fit. And maybe, you know, I'm not always right on these things that you read from afar. You don't know, you know, oh, I didn't know that their, you know, assistant strength coach was his best friend and he talked him into it or whatever, these little things. I just, for a guy looking to reset his career, maybe reground himself, really find out who he is as a basketball player, going to New York to play for the Knicks with his family establishing roots in Indianapolis or Indiana, none of that smells right. None of it fits. The thing that fits is the Celtics end up with Miles Turner and something,
yep.
And the Pacers end up with Gordon Hayward, the local
yep.
guy. Yay, Bouzette Butler. Yay, he's back. Yay, yay, yay.
Here's something else that I would say. I know some people get antsy the more time goes by. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, folks. The more time that goes by, doesn't it feel like the less likely he's going to go to New York? Like, if he wants to go to New York, New York's got the cap space. We've got a text asking, you know, can they sign and trade with the Knicks? Yeah, they could sign and trade with the Knicks, but the Knicks have no reason to do that because they've got all the cap space that they need. If he really wants to go to the Knicks, he could go to the Knicks at any time. Like, he could have chose that last night. He could wake up this morning and say, I want to go to New York. So the longer this goes without, hey, Gordon Hayward is headed to the New York Knicks, I think it's actually a good sign for Danny Ainge and the Celtics, because right now, Ainge, he's got all the time in the world. He doesn't have to rush. So he knows, if he knows Hayward wants to go to Indiana, Indiana wants Hayward, and the more time passes by and it looks unlikely that Hayward goes to the Knicks, if that's what happens, Danny's just going to sit back and say, you know what I'm looking for. You either meet my demands or we bring back Hayward. So the more time that goes by without Hayward committing to the Knicks, that's probably a good sign for the Celtics.
You know what we need right now? If this were baseball and this was a Scott Boris operation, we need a mystery team.
Oh,
we need
mystery
a mystery team involved. That would spice
mystery
this up.
Because
I got to tell you, I'm highly disappointed. So we got, 35 minutes left in the program?
Still time.
Yeah, I wanted it done already.
Let's go to Jay in Miami.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
Where?
How's it going?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I got a question for you, Big Head, at the end of this. It's a perfect question for you.
Who are you talking to? There's two hosts. Who are you talking to?
Yeah, but this is a Big Head question.
Nice.
So what I wanted to say is I tried calling all week was, you hear these things where people are talking about the green teamers not dealing with reality. So what I went back and I did is I just went and crunched, you know, numbers, and I looked for like the three best NBA franchises over the last like 20 years. So you got the Bulls, you got San Antonio, and you got Golden State. Well, Golden State didn't win their first title until 6 years after they drafted Steph Curry. The Bulls didn't win their first title until 6 years after they drafted Jordan. Now, the Spurs were the only team that had a two-year turnaround as far as going, like, they won within 3 years. That was because Robinson was on the bench.
Yep. Yeah, and so, then Duncan came in, yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, the thing is you got people like Wiggy and all these people saying, oh, it's time to get rid of Ainge. Imagine if you had traded away Jordan and fired Phil Jackson in year four. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, you got to deal with reality. It takes a while to build this, especially, I think LeBron messed it up because he built that mega team. Now everybody
right.
thinks that that's the way it's done. It's
right, and that's the one thing, Jay, right, is when you look at this, you know, I think people fear if the Celtics don't build this thing quick enough, then Tatum's going to want out, and once he wants out, then, you know, it's all over. My argument, Jay, to that is...
Yeah.
You know, this team was in the Eastern Conference Finals this year,
mm-hmm.
and this was
yeah.
the first. This was the first year
mm-hmm.
that this team was together. Like that's the first year that Kemba was there.
Well,
I mean, to get to the, and I know we all are angry that they did not win that Heat series, and
yeah.
they lost a chance of getting
uh-huh.
to the finals and winning a championship. But the first year of a team getting to Game 6
yeah.
of the Eastern Conference Finals, that's not that bad, is it?
No, it's not bad at all, and that's what I'm saying. Is you always hear when they say the green teamers, like the. I think, as far as fan wise, the green teamers are probably the most rational because they realize. Because I think the way that Danny's probably selling it to the team is he's like, "Hey, we're building the next Golden State. Like, we want to win multiple championships with you guys. So I think that's what he's doing. He's drafting. And what the way I see it is we started this process when we got Jaylen Brown. And that's when we started off this new time. So we got a couple of, now the quick thing before you go, because I don't want to forget this. You there?
Yes. What do you got? Big head question.
Yeah. Every single time I hear the men's health commercial that are up there, and they say that they give you a test dose in the office, and if it doesn't work, you get a refund. What goes on at that moment? What's everybody doing?
It's a fair question. It's a fair question. I've actually asked Christian Fourier this question. I go, like, when they say it doesn't work in the office, how are we exactly measuring whether it worked in the office?
Yeah, I think you wait around, see if something comes up.
Jay, I appreciate not only you listening and calling, but listening carefully to our advertisers, because that's somebody who listened to the Northeast Men Clinic ad and really got the dialogue and was wondering and thinking, and I appreciate that.
New location now open in Dedham next to Legacy Place.
But I haven't gone so far as to research what they mean by if it doesn't work in the office. Should I go?
Yeah.
Only one way to find out.
You want to go? You want to go together?
I'll go.
We'll both go. Why not? If it works. I mean,
then we'll walk out dejectedly together.
I'm going to guess we're going to see if it works either way. So.
Yeah, you guys can let me know about that. Hart and Cattles on Sports Radio WEEI.
We're right back to Hart and Cattles on Boston Sports Station WEEI.
Hart and Cattles, Sports Radio WEEI on your Saturday. Couple more segments, then we got Laird and Fitzy taking over.
If those bums get to break the Miles Turner news, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, I quit.
I'll call into the show. By the way, a quick update in the NBA. It's not Celtics related, but it kind of is. It's in the Eastern Conference. Fred VanVleet has agreed to a 4-year, $85 million contract extension with the Toronto Raptors. So the Raptors are bringing Fred VanVleet back into the mix.
Should we go to Eamon for the average annual value breakdown of that contract? He was talking during the break. He was trying to do math, and then we had the sprinklers went off because they thought it was a fire with all the smoke coming out of his ears.
I finally did the math. It only took me about 20 seconds.
It's also not that hard of a number.
No, it's pretty simple. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it wasn't really that difficult. The one thing, though, that this could affect, of course, is the less options that the Knicks have, the more likely they're willing to call Gordon Hayward's representation and say, we're going to give you all the cap space we got. Because as more guys fall off the market, the Knicks are going to be left with the choice of, and of course, this is if Hayward entertains the idea of going to the Knicks, right? If he doesn't want to go to New York, it doesn't matter. But, you know, if the Knicks are looking at this, they might say to themselves, all right, well, there's really nobody left on the market that, you know, we really want other than Hayward. So now that, you know, guys keep falling off the board, that opens up the possibility for us to just drop a ton of coin on Hayward's lap.
Do you think the Knicks are anywhere near, like, rebuilding, turning it around, being good? Because I don't really, right?
I don't think so. Okay. I think they need two significant names.
And the only reason I ask that is because I think if I do think that Gordon Hayward wants to play competitive basketball for a competitive team.
Yeah.
Because I would use the example, he could have taken the easy way out in the bubble, right? Or when he was not in the bubble. Don't come back. I don't think my knee's going to come back in time. I'm going to have a kid. Right? He kind of put himself out there. He came back too early. It actually didn't work out great for him on the court and physically. He missed the birth of a child.
Yeah, he was not ready.
Right.
I mean, I think all of us would agree on that. The first game back, I think he had a little bit of that adrenaline kicking. And then after that first game back, he looked like he was gassed and done.
So my point to some degree is a guy that just wants to go to the Knicks for the money, I feel like would be the kind of guy that would just stay home and be with his family and not really care about getting to the bubble to compete with his guys.
Yeah.
And so the way I've questioned Gordon Hayward's physical edge on the court, actually finishing at the rim, and whether he still had that. But I don't question his desire to rehab or want to win or want to play basketball.
Right.
I still think it's like, to some degree, it's almost PTSD from the original injury. He still has a little bit of that when he's driving towards the rim, going, you know, getting in the paint, some of that. But I think he wants to win at basketball. I think he wants to be on a team that he thinks can compete. Now, he may want to be a bigger role player on that team. He may want to be a one, a two, or down that road.
And that's another question, too. Is this about competing, or is this about multiple things? Like,
I think it's multiple.
Yeah, if Hayward wants an uber role, then he might look at the Knicks and say, well, hey, you know, yeah, they've got R.J. Barrett and stuff, but honestly, you know, I could be that guy. And maybe he misses being the guy like he was in Utah. And maybe he'd be willing, if the Knicks offered him the bag, to say, yeah, I'll take it, because I'll take it. I'll be the number one guy. And then if I don't, you know, enjoy New York, I could always ask out. I could always ask them to trade me. I do feel, though, and listen, things could change at any moment. I do feel everything that you read, in the way that insiders like Woj and Shams are handling this, everything would lead you to believe that this is probably Indiana like 80%, New York 20%, where New York might come in at the last second with a big deal and scoop up Hayward. But I would think the 80% is that Hayward just wants to go back home. And he, you know, reportedly bought a house in Indiana. He moved his family back during the bubble. They moved back to Indiana. He also has enrolled, according to Gary Washburn, he has enrolled his children in school in Indiana.
Doesn't this feel a little Brady-like? There's a house in Indiana. The kids are looking at schools in Indiana. It was like Brady's looking at houses in Connecticut, and the kids are looking at houses in Greenwich. Should have learned a lesson from that. Where does he play now?
Yeah,
not
you're
in
like,
Connecticut.
You're like a car ride away, right? I mean, when you're talking about Connecticut. When you move your family to Indiana, that'll be a little bit more of a dramatic move if you decide to, you know, either stay with Boston or stay with or go to New York. Of course, you can buy a house anywhere. You're Gordon Hayward. But it does make you wonder. And everything has been, so far, everything has been, listen, this is Indiana and Boston. Gordon wants Indiana. Indiana wants Gordon. The Celtics know that. And you've got the Knicks kind of on the outside looking in. So maybe they can penetrate that bubble and burst it and end up getting into the conversation. But it just feels like that the Celtics and the Pacers are going back and forth on compensation, just trying to figure out what the right mix is. And that leads us back to the idea of Ainge asking for a ton, because I think Ainge feels like he's got all the leverage that he needs to extract as much as possible. And eventually, I do think Ainge will say, okay, I mean, there's got to be a conclusion at some point, and maybe that's just an extra pick is thrown in by Indiana or something. But at some point, Hayward has to move on, the Celtics have to move on, the Pacers have to move on. So there will be an end point with this, but it might drag out a little bit longer because Ainge is just trying to get as much as he can.
Right, and we feel like, I guess, in this modern world of Twitter, that this has been going on forever.
Right.
What's it been like? 20 hours or something?
Yeah.
Is it even that? I mean,
no.
It's nothing.
I mean, the free agency period, even though teams can't announce it, began last night at 6 p.m. So, I mean, yeah, you're right. And it's also this offseason, too, because it's so much chaos and they're coming right back on December 22nd. Teams have to address things much quicker this time around than in prior years. 617-779-7937. Hart and Cattles. We got the Patriots game to look at coming up next here on Sports Radio WEEI.
Saturday calls for more sports talk. Now back to Hart and Cattles on EEI.
More explosive than any other group in the league, certainly anyone that we've seen. Tight ends are good, backs are good, quarterback's good, and they have great depth and quality at receiver. Cooks, Fuller, Stills, Cobb, it's a very explosive team. They move the ball They don't turn the ball over. You know, Watson's done a great job of protecting the ball and making good decisions while at the same time, you know, being at the very top of the league in explosive plays and yards per completion and so forth. So they have a good complement of with their running game and the RPO schemes that they run, very, very challenging to defend.
This is chance, right, Eamon?
It is actually not.
Is it logic?
No, but you're right on. You're right on with the sound. But no, it's actually, I think it's a group called Sunday Best.
Oh, that's what it is.
And the name of the song is Surfaces.
This is like Feeling Good, right? Feeling Good.
It definitely has a Chance the Rapper kind of vibe. That is for sure. I should play more Chance, actually. I've been kind of slacking on that. I love Chance.
You should play some Logic.
Yeah.
No, not a fan?
No, I mean, no, good, but less so for rejoiner stuff, I think. I'd have to look into it.
I gotcha.
Andy is completely lost, which
can
I
just
love.
Leave now?
Yeah, get out of here,
loser. We got to talk about the Texans. I want to talk about how you've never watched The Office, which is just
we don't
American.
Have time for that.
We don't have time for that.
Next week.
I'm not going to be here next week.
No, must be nice. Just take a Saturday off. Must be nice.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I need to unplug a little bit. You know, this.
At least Andy and I will be here just holding it down.
I don't know. Some of us work. This is the business we have chosen.
You done?
Nope.
Okay. Let me know when you are.
Keep going. No, I'm done. What do you got? Patriots Texans. 24, Texans 14.
Look at you. I was going to say, tell me what you got. I was going to use that as a segue, but there you are, 24-14.
Yeah, I think this is a matchup that on paper is really good for a number of reasons, not just that they are a 2-7 football team, but they can't run the ball very well.
Correct.
Or they haven't run the ball very well, and they don't stop the run very well.
Correct.
They also don't take the ball away very well. They have 5 takeaways all year, fewest in the NFL. So they can't take advantage of your perceived weakness, which is run defense. They can't stop your strength, which is run offense. And they don't have the wild card game changing. Ooh, we're going to take it away 3 times to swing it. Give me the Patriots.
I think this could be closer than people expect. This could be a 3-point, 6-point game somewhere in that area. I would not be surprised. I do like the Patriots, though. I just think they're the better team right now. As you mentioned, Andy, you know, the run game for Houston, they're the 2nd worst team in the league yards per game. They're the 26th ranked team when it comes to yards per carry. So it's not a situation where, oh, they just don't run it enough to you know, rack up the yards. No, they're 26th in yards per carry. The one thing that I feel good about this is the trenches. I think the Patriots could actually dominate this game in the trenches. The offensive line for Houston is abominable.
Mm-hmm.
I know people say, oh, well, they brought in Laremy Tunsil. He has not been great against, especially against athletic ends. He has some trouble.
He's also hurt.
But yeah, I was going to say, but also he's probably not going to play tomorrow. And you're looking at an offensive line that's, you know, 29th when you talk about the run, 31st. They're the 2nd worst pass blocking team in the NFL. The only team that's been worse in pass protection this year, the Seattle Seahawks. And their defense, when you look at, you know, Football Outsiders, is just bad. They're the worst team in the league against the run. I think you're going to see a lot of Damian Harris. I do think that's, you know, one of the reasons why Sony Michel was activated today. I would not be surprised if the Patriots try to run the football 40 to 45 times tomorrow. Like, I think it's going to be running the football down Houston's throat.
And they should, because if you listen to Rack this week, Romeo Crennel, their interim head coach, wonderful man, by the way, and him talking about watching what the Patriots did to the Ravens, he said something to the effect of, oh, that's classic Bill Belichick. Just run the ball and keep the dangerous quarterback from the other team on the sideline. Well, pretty sure he's going to do the exact same thing to you, Romeo. He's going to try to run the ball and keep Deshaun Watson, the most dangerous guy on the Texans roster, on the sideline. So
the reason why,
stop
the reason
it.
Why I think this could be closer than some people think is Houston Texans do have, you know, the receivers that could bother the Patriots secondary. Will Fuller, when he's healthy, is really good. Brandon Cooks is having a good season for them quietly.
Yep.
They've got Kenny Stills. They've got Randall Cobb. So, you know, Watson with those weapons, they've got a couple of good tight ends that get overlooked. You know, they could make this game close, but I do think the Pats win.
Roll Pats. You know what that means? 500. Next stop, Playoffville. Am I putting the cart ahead of the horse here?
I think you are.
Okay.
You know, I got to admit I'm a little bit bummed.
Anybody hosting for me next week, by the way, as we close this one out? If you're off, who the hell is going to be talking to me?
I don't know.
Fitzy wants to join. Fitzy said he would like to do a double dip next week.
You might find
out. 8 straight hours of Fitzy.
The Fitzy.
Ain't nobody need that.
Variety day on EEI. Like,
I'm bummed, man, because we had a good streak of breaking news, but we weren't able to break the Gordon
Hayward
news. Nice
job. I blame you. I always blame the host.
Damn it. Thank you to Eamon. Great job as always. Thanks, Andy. Have a good holiday, man. Enjoy your turkey day.
Gobble, gobble.
Talk to you guys soon. Hart and Cattle, Sports Radio WEEI on a Saturday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.